Every year, about 2.6 million babies around the world die within a month of their birth. That's according to a recent UNICEF report. 1 million of those babies are born and die on the same day. Now, the risks to newborns vary widely depending on what country the baby is born in. Take, for example, Pakistan. It has the highest rate of infant mortality in the world. 46 out of every 1,000 babies born there die within their first month. Contrast that with Japan, where it's just 1 of every 1,000 babies. The majority of these deaths are preventable. And in Bangladesh, there's been a concerted effort to reduce the newborn mortality rate. And it's working. NPR's global health and development correspondent Nurith Eisenman is here with us, and she joins us now. Hi there.
Hi.
So first of all, where does Bangladesh currently rank when it comes to newborn mortality?
Well, it still has a very high rate and a very high number of newborn deaths. But what's really remarkable is how much progress it's made in the last 20 years. So back in 1990, there were 64 newborns dying per 1,000 births. And today, it's about 20 newborns dying per 1,000 births.
Wow, so a very dramatic drop then. Okay, so before we get to the exactly what Bangladesh is doing that seems to be working, can you just briefly go over sort of what are the common causes of newborn mortality?
Yeah, so back in 1990s, and even in the 2000s, when Bangladesh was really trying to turn its attention to this problem, a lot of the deaths, the majority of the deaths, were due to asphyxia, basically inability to breathe, and that was the result of prolonged obstructed labor. And the reason, often, was that about 90% of the births were taking place in people's homes, attended just by relatives of the mother, you know, people who weren't particularly trained to do this. And as a result, you'd have these very difficult deliveries, and the infant, you know, would be asphyxiated in the process.
I see. So then what are some of the things that Bangladesh has been doing to address those issues?
A big part of the push was to try to shift the share of births that take place in homes and move them into facilities where there were healthcare workers who could assist. So part of that was just, you know, building health facilities. A large reason why you had so many deliveries in homes was because there wasn't any place else to go, particularly in rural areas. But there was also this big effort on messaging. I've talked to some of the experts who were involved, and they said even in areas where there might be a facility nearby, you know, it's a conservative Muslim country, it's a conservative culture, and there was sort of this stigma that, you know, a woman's not supposed to show her body to a male doctor. So that was some of the messaging that they had to get across. And just to really convey to people the benefits of going to health facilities and to remove this stigma.
Okay. And so what about the additional challenges that come along with the fact that Bangladesh is a highly populous, you know, densely populated country, still developing country? I mean, did they have the healthcare and maternal care infrastructure available in order to move these women away from home births into other facilities?
I mean, that was a big part of the push, was really trying to build up that infrastructure, and it's a work in progress. So one of the issues that I'm told is that, okay, now they have more facilities, yes, but the facilities aren't 24/7. Deliveries can happen at any point. You know, it's not on a schedule. And so that's one of the new pushes. And then also training of the health workers still, even in the facilities, to be better at easing deliveries that are difficult. And then another issue is trying to bring in women for prenatal checkups, because you need to predict, mm-hmm. you know, if it's going to be a difficult labor, if it's an at-risk pregnancy. So there's still work to be done.
Yeah. You know, Nurith, a minute ago, you were saying interesting things about how, you know, it's not just sort of medical infrastructure, but larger messaging, public health messaging, and social change also, that it seems as if Bangladesh is trying to move towards in order to reduce its newborn mortality rate. And I wonder, to that point, I mean, are there some more sort of socially stubborn challenges than others? And I mean,
yeah,
maybe I'll just be direct about it, because
this
is a country that has it's not uncommon for young girls to get married.
Yes, you've put your finger on it. Child marriage is now one of the big issues. So asphyxia has gone down as a cause, but premature births has now become the largest factor. And premature births is very much linked to young mothers, teenagers and younger, when they give birth to a child, they're just much more likely to give birth prematurely. And so now part of the effort is very much around educating people about the health risks of young motherhood and trying to, you know, use that as an argument against child marriage.
Now, have other countries been looking at Bangladesh's success so far and seeking to emulate it? I mean, just nearby in Pakistan, we were saying how it's Pakistan has the highest infant mortality rate in the world.
Yeah, I mean, in Pakistan, it's like one out of every 22 newborns are dying. I mean, it's incredibly high. And I think, you know, part of this larger report that UNICEF has come out with has really showed that this is still a major problem across the world, particularly in poor countries, although frankly, the U.S. isn't doing that well compared to comparable wealthy countries. Part of why Bangladesh stands out, frankly, is because it has made a lot of progress. Overall, there hasn't been a lot of progress on this issue over the last 20 years globally.
Well, Nurit Eisenman is NPR's Global Health and Development Correspondent. Nurit, thanks so much.
Glad to do it.